The history of Abraham's descendants is full of meaningful stories that are still relevant for us today. We have their many experiences, their exploits recorded for us, warts and all. It's one of the things I really love about what God has done. He shows us their humanity is no different than ours, and that we can learn from what they went through. For instance, there were Abraham's multiple white lies about Sarah being his sister, not his wife. He did this to protect his own life first and foremost, and I often wondered what kind of conversation they had after the fact. Probably not a very pleasant one. But you know, the Bible talks about the sins of the fathers continuing to the third and fourth generation. So then Isaac picks up on this. He lied at one point about his wife being his sister. We have Jacob's deception, a very similar trait in obtaining the birthright from Esau. You know, the really interesting thing about that story is that he didn't have to do the deception at all. They had already made the transaction. Esau sold his birthright. All he had to do was go to his dad and said, it's mine. He sold it to me. But with his mom's help, he did go through that. And God has an interesting way of turning these things around. Then Jacob went through a long period of life being deceived by his father-in-law Laban. He lied about who he married, which is an interesting story in and of itself. He lied repeatedly, changing the parameters of the contract, if you will, in terms of the livestock and things that went back and forth. But even Jacob's sons followed in this trait of deception when they sold their brother Joseph into slavery. Initially, some wanted to kill him. Others decided to make some money off the deal and sold him. But they lied to their father, didn't they? An animal killed him. Here's the proof. And allowed him to think for we don't know how many years exactly that his son was dead. So then we come to the story of Joseph, which is the stuff of movies. In fact, many, many movies have been made along this line. But Joseph himself was humbled as a slave for many years before being elevated to second in command in Egypt. He was able to bring his family then to that land, to Egypt, during a time of great famine, saving not only his own family, but the nation of Egypt and many others that came and bought grain from them. There were, of course, other stories for all of these individuals, many more of a positive nature, if you will, actions that we have as an example for us in our own lives, also in the principles that we are to have to guide us as a church. And one such example is in Genesis 48, if you'll turn there with me. As the family of what became known as Israel came to Egypt, as Joseph was able to deliver them from the famine, Jacob met the grandsons that he never knew he had. In fact, we'll read that. He wasn't sure that he would, he thought that he would never see his son again. He thought he was dead. But we have an interesting story here to draw out a principle as I begin my introduction today. So 48, beginning in verse 8,